All right, next up is Newburyport High School football coach Ben Smolsky. And Ben, man, it's been a while. Last time you were on the field prior to this weekend was way back on Thanksgiving. I think it was 2019, wasn't it?
That is correct.
That's a long time ago. Coach, tell me a little bit about preseason, how many kids you had come out and so on, and the first week of practice, then maybe we'll take a look at your scrimmage.
First week, we, in the entire program, freshmen to seniors, we had 77 individuals come out.
Whoa.
Which is probably the highest numbers we've seen here, in a very, very long time, since I've been here, even as an assistant coach. First week of practice, you know, it was, really just adjusting to some of the protocols for the COVID protocols and making sure, like, adjusting our working warm up, adjusting our spacing, you know. Kids in football, it's like shoulder to shoulder, line up, 10 seconds. Like, we can't do that anymore. It's like, guys, spread out. It's just, you know, it's completely different, a different mentality in that sense on how we kind of organize and how they're conditioned in football. And so, you know, we had to work on that. But as for getting into the sport and getting into the skills and getting into just getting into football, it was great just to be on the field, no matter what time of the year it is. I know it's the middle of winter, but it was great.
Every coach has said that. And do you have a lot of multi-sport athletes or some multi-sport athletes who just come over from winter sports and bang, right into football?
Yep, we have a lot of them, so definitely.
You think that's helpful or hurtful? Or neither?
I mean, I don't know really. I mean, it's helpful in the sense, you know, they're already in the routine of, you know, school. I guess it's the routine in general of school and then practice and mentally preparing for games. They're in shape, you know, as if they were coming for the first season, they may not have been in shape, especially since, you know, we haven't been able to do our conditioning programs. It was kind of on them this year more than anything to, you know, make sure they came in shape. So it's probably depends on the individual as well.
Yeah. Well, I think the good news is that those athletes, they know the protocol, the COVID protocol, so they can, you know, snap right into it and maybe help the other kids along who might not have participated. One thing some of the coaches have said that, they've not been able to do weight training or weight lifting, for various reasons. Others have been pretty, resourceful about it. How about your guys?
You know, we just kind of, I have a Google Classroom for football, so, you know, once the pandemic hit, we basically made like a backpack workout, you know, filling a bunch of books, body weight. You know, I would post one once a month and just kind of, you know, sometimes I'd have the kids come on, we'd do a Google Meet and do a physical competition. You know, just to try to keep them getting through. That was early on, and, you know, it was really on the kids to kind of go and do it and maintain themselves, which has been completely different because usually it's right after Thanksgiving. They're in the weight room prepping for the next season. So,
you know,
it's been different in that sense.
As the season goes along, especially in an 11- or 12-game season, you can make adjustments. You can install certain things, you know, maybe a little more sophistication. But at the beginning of the season, even in an August start, you sort of have to stick to fundamentals and start kind of basic. Is that even more so now at this time?
Yeah, definitely. I 100%, you know, they just got to learn it and be able to apply it. And, it's really just keeping it simple and just getting good at those fundamentals.
You got a bunch of seniors back this year?
Yeah, we have a lot of seniors. We had 18 originally, 17 or 18 originally coming back, and then we have like 24 seniors now because of, we have some kids coming out for the first time, probably just all locked in from the, from the pandemic, and they just want to come out and do something. So we have a lot of seniors this year.
You know, I'm wondering if spring football can become a thing, you know, like a modified spring season where maybe you don't even compete, but you have, like colleges do, you have these scrimmages and stuff, and then, boy, you just roll right over into August and September, because I'm hearing, it's surprising me, Ben, that the numbers are up in many places.
Yeah, no, it's probably a mix of kids wanting out to get, to go and do something, and, it's just an opportunity during these times, I think. And it's just awesome to see the numbers rising.
I can't wait to hear how a first-year football player as a senior, how that progresses. I can't wait to hear some of those stories, you know, kids who've not played varsity football before, but they're good athletes. That should be kind of interesting. Well,
yep.
Coach, tell me a little bit about who you expect to lead the way, and then give me a little summary as to what happened in your scrimmage this weekend.
You know, we really, really rely on our senior leadership, and in particular our captain. It's for the offensive line and defensive line, John Donovan, senior captain. You know, he's a vocal leader, but he's also leader by example, and he's very intelligent. He's almost like having another coach on the field. I mean, he can help those linemen right next to him if they have a question, on the field. And, you know, he's very cerebral in that sense too. We have, Charlie Kalane, and Trevor Ward are returning captains. You know, they lead by example, and, they're great role models. And, we have, Jason Tamayoshi, who's really, stepped up, and he's our fourth captain, and, you know, great leader, a great kid, and a lot of enthusiasm.
How'd the scrimmage go? Was it North Reading?
Yeah, North Reading. You know, for a first scrimmage, it went well overall. We have a lot of work to do on both sides of the ball. But more than anything, it was great just to be out there and coaching on the field and just seeing these guys they had a blast. It was great.
I know, it's just so weird, man. I'm still skiing, and you guys are playing football, but that's all right. So how many games do you have lined up? Is it around seven?
Yeah, we have seven scheduled.
Okay, yep. And you open up with Hamilton Wenham?
Yeah, that's correct.
When is that, and where is it?
It's in Newburyport at 5 o'clock on Friday, the 12th.
All right. I guess. See, these changes. It's tough getting these changes. So your game is Newburyport Friday at 5. Okay. I got all kinds of stuff here we'll work on. Well, Coach, anything else you want to mention about Newburyport football? Because I know it is exciting. It's particularly exciting, I would think, for the seniors who saw what happened last year, you know, in March, April, May, and June, and they didn't know if they were ever going to get to play again. So it's very meaningful for them.
Yeah, no, I'd just say excited for the opportunity. That's what we always talk about, is having an opportunity. Each practice, each day is an opportunity. And just to have the opportunity to coach these seniors, you know, this is my fourth year as head coach, so I got to see these guys come up as freshmen, so this will be the first group that I get to see through, and just to have that opportunity, such a great class, great senior leadership, it's just an honor to coach them.
That's Newburyport High School football coach Ben Smolski with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.